We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Ben Roethlisberger has big takes on what the Steelers' offense needs to look like Thursday night on a short week against the Ravens in order to win the game. You're going to hear that. This is new from just a little while ago. We had our man on the scene, Jeff Hathorn, there at Steelers practice. He's going to join us next hour. Pony and Muller presented by Chafin Lujan Injury Law Firm, doing good by doing right with Chris Muller and Craig Riley. Avery Williamson also is going to hop on once he's done with practice in a few minutes, but we are getting all kinds of reaction to our Thanksgiving potato rankings. A text has come into Craig's mailbox on this. A very angry text has come in here.
I will read you the response and allow each of you maybe one guess at who this could be from.
Mm-hmm.
It's a person at the station. That's all I'll tell you. The text was, sweet potatoes, one of God's greatest invention, up there with light and fire. Seriously, it's candy, but it's a potato.
Oh, man. Who wrote that? That might be my first guess, because sweet potato, there's a health food quotient there. So Starkey likes to claim he tries to eat healthy. Craig, remember the carrot muffins?
I'm done. Stick with your gut on that one.
Yeah, I'm going Starkey.
That's correct.
What was that one? Pinocchio walking into a strip club?
Starkey.
That noise won't get old.
Starkey is one of the biggest sweet tooths I've ever seen in my entire life, where I've seen him in a manic state basically tear through a work cake that was intended for everyone that he pretty much just tried to gorge on his own. It didn't happen often, but once in a while he'd meet his breaking point and he would just go nuts. So the idea that he would rank potatoes based on which one tasted like a sweet the most does not surprise
me. Very much so, yeah.
That is on brand for him.
Dude, he used to come in when it was cake day, when we were working together and obviously still in the same room doing the show. He would come in, Mulsey, it's cake day. I can't eat cake. I'm just going to get sick, Mulsey. Mulsey, don't let me do it. I can't have sweets and I can't have coffee, Mulsey. And he would get like himself worked up. So I'd walk away, right? I would come back, and I kid you not, he'd have a double-sized piece of cake and a humongous cup of coffee. And he would go, Mulsey, I feel incredible. And I would look at Craig, I would just look at Craig and go, we're screwed, man. Yeah, well, I would say, Craig, we're screwed. And I would say, when's the crash, do you think? Like, and it would the worst part is he would crash at like 5 o'clock every day. So like heading into the quote-unquote biggest hour of the show at 4:57 during the commercial break, he'd rub his stomach, he'd distend and stick his stomach way out, he'd rub it, he'd look miserable, he'd go, Mulsey, I don't feel good. I'm done, I quit. And that would be how we would do the show.
Craig, anything to add to this conversation?
I would have stopped him if anything he said there was not true.
Do you think Joe is more of a cake or pie guy? Where does he come down on that? Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's like a guy, like he's just walking in and he sees either one and he's like, I'll have both.
He enjoyed the Craig, Pinocchio line from Chris. I just got another text, by the way.
All right, so Roethlisberger. I think he's probably trying to cut back on the sweets.
You'd hope.
Yeah. He looks good.
And I was going to say, he's done maybe a pretty good job of it.
And he was asked today about, this is good, this is from his buddy Dulac, on what their offense should do against the Ravens.
At this point of the season, when you're coming down the stretch, if you will, are you concerned at all how many times that you throw in a game? I think for the last 5 games, you've attempted more than 42 passes, and basically in games where you're not trailing. Do you have to watch that at all as the season goes on?
No, I don't. I mean, I don't think it really matters how many times we run or throw it, as long as we win the football game. You know, we can beat the dead horse on the RPOs, and the short passes are the same as runs. And, you know, we quote unquote need to run the ball X amount of times. No, we don't. We need to win a football game. And that's what we've been doing. You know, maybe we'll throw it 70 times this week. Who knows?
Pony, I have a theory there. I have a theory.
I have a lot to unpack from that, too. My favorite part by far is that in order to try to get the answer he wanted, Dulac felt like he needed to bring the stats
to back up the question. Right. He didn't feel like the question on its own was going to get the answer, so he wanted to make sure that he was equipped with the facts in order to, like, Ben, I know you don't like this question, but you have thrown it for, and four out of the last five games, you've thrown it 40 times.
I think what Dulac's got to do there, and it's tough. Like, I'm saying this. I've given Jerry a hard time for things, you know, in the past. I think you go with the direct question there, and then you have to be prepared to follow up with the stats if you get, like, a snippy answer. Ends up that he gets it no matter what. I think here's the hidden thing there. Tell me if this scans for you, Pony. You know Roethlisberger way better than I do. I think that there is a tinge of, oh, look, they're basically saying I'm old and can't do this anymore, and I don't have the arm strength or the endurance to throw the ball a ton anymore. I think there's a tinge of that he senses and perceives in that question and therefore gets annoyed because of it.
I was surprised he didn't say we beat Baltimore with me throwing it 66 times once, like didn't just shoot right back with something like that. I am going to say now, just so we can, this is here, and if I'm right, I can replay it and make myself sound smarter than I am. And if I'm wrong, then we'll just, you know, we'll delete this
never
and pretend
happened.
Like it never happened. Exactly. I think this is the wrong game. Last week I said, Ben, basically throw it as much as you want, and then with the lead, give the ball to whatever running back. I don't really care. And just get out of there and put Rudolph in. I think if the game plan against Baltimore is to throw it a lot, they're asking for a close game and maybe a loss. Because I think right now, given what we know, and maybe that'll change in an hour when more of the COVID players get announced for Baltimore, I think right now the way to beat them is to give them a piece of their own medicine. And not just turn into the 1970 Steelers, but I think they need to be more balanced in this game. The Ravens, Roethlisberger's done such a good job of not turning the ball over. The Ravens' defensive backs take the ball away. They're good at it. You do it enough times against them, I think they'll create extra possessions for themselves. Here's the stat that backs that up. 13 times a Lamar Jackson team has faced a quarterback that's thrown it 35 times or more in a game. The record of the teams that do that, 2-11. Who do you think accounts for the two wins?
Chiefs.
Mahomes both times.
Makes sense. I mean, it does, and they are a ball hawk secondary, but you do understand that in saying that, it's kind of strange because we've all been in agreement that why would they stop passing it? They keep winning football games that way.
Because each game is a new matchup. It's not
okay,
the same.
Do you think that they can run against the Ravens this game?
I do.
Do you think they can run successfully?
Yes. I think they should
be able
Brandon
to. Brandon Williams has already been announced as a guy that has it, right? Or was that pulled back?
Yep, he's out.
Okay, so that makes it easier in
theory. And so is Calais Campbell.
I think there's the Steelers, though, offensive path to victory is so directly tied to their defense. Like, I think the path to victory here is this. Maybe not the same. You don't want to get outgained more than 2-1 and have, like, an historic victory in terms of getting outgained and still winning the football game. I think they've got to turn Lamar Jackson over some more. I think they've got to try to bait him into throwing the ball at times.
I don't disagree
when the Ravens
with that.
Maybe don't
I don't disagree with that.
And create short fields,
but
where the reason you're not throwing a ton of passes is because you don't have to make many long drives out of it.
You either got to run the ball and just take away, just beat them up physically, turn Lamar Jackson over a ton, right? I mean, those are the two best ways to beat Baltimore.
By the way, I have to bring this up. Where do you think the Ravens rank in terms of yards per carry allowed this year?
I think they're pretty good, actually.
Teams?
They're
terrible.
Bad still.
23rd in the league, 4.6 a carry.
Yeah, the reason why I said still pretty good is because, you know, the Ravens defense that had Campbell and Williams up front, different from the one they're going to see now. That would be like if the Steelers went into this game and I guess it's different because Baltimore wants to run the ball. But that'd be like if the Steelers went into a game without Cam Hayward and Alu-Alu. Like, teams would look at that and say, well, there's a chance for us to just dominate the point of attack and push around the Steelers up front and run the ball and do whatever we want that way. I mean, the Steelers don't have Derrick Henry. Okay, we know that. They're not a team that can just overwhelm the Ravens that way. But I think, like, Roethlisberger says that tongue-in-cheek, but if there's a hint of truth in that, if they go past bananas here, I think that they might lose. I think that's the way that Baltimore, because I don't think Lamar Jackson will play a mistake-free game. I think they need – the Steelers would have lost the game. Let's just be honest. The Steelers would have lost to Baltimore if Jackson didn't implode the last time around.
Correct.
Right?
That's why I said, though, I think their method has to be to pass the ball still, but have so many not short fields, but shorter fields that you're able to, you know, turn him over and just have short drives. The one thing is, correct me if I'm wrong, how many of those turnovers against Jackson did they force inside Baltimore territory? Just off the top of your head.
Well, there was the fumble on the fourth down, but that's...
And then the Highsmith pick was in Baltimore territory, right?
Wait a minute. You're saying like, oh, okay, my bad. No, the Jackson territory was driving. The Jackson fumble was driving. Yeah, the Highsmith was in Baltimore territory, and
you
so was
plays,
the Spillane pick six.
You need plays like that. I don't know. You're not going to get a pick six most likely, although maybe nothing's impossible against Jackson the way this defense plays. But I don't – let me put it this way. I understand why you're saying they maybe need to avoid trying to challenge those corners, especially without Juju, who's good at, I think, boxing people out and making some tough catches. But it is, to me, possibly a fool's errand to say, because I'm worried about their corners or you have to be concerned with their corners – then we're going to run the ball more. Because that's willfully giving up what has been your bread and
butter
this year.
Well, I know, but it has been at times. I mean, lately they've been all pass. They weren't that way at the beginning of the year. I think you make decisions based on matchups. You attack the other team's weaknesses. Right now,
but you're taking the ball out of Roethlisberger's hands inherently to do that.
Not all the way. I mean, I'm not saying that they turn into the Patriots, what they did against Baltimore a couple of weeks ago to beat them. I'm saying it's just not – like, I wouldn't want the game to be 65-35. I'd want it to be more 55-45 this game.
I don't like the idea of running – here's one other thing to that. Here's why I would still pass it more. One, you're putting the ball in Roethlisberger's hands, and despite my reputation as a Ben basher, I think that's the smartest move. Two, the more you're running it, the shorter you're making this game. I know they've turned Jackson over, but I get a little leery when you're creating fewer possessions against Baltimore because if they get going running the ball – if they get going and they're able to move it on you, then your margin for error becomes much less, and you have to cash in whatever drives you do get with touchdowns.
When the Steelers are executing the short passing game and they're not huddling up, it's the same. They're shortening the game the same way you would with a run, I think.
Well, just
passes, high percentage throws. The clock
yeah,
runs
but if you
unless
have
the guys get out of bounds.
If you have incompletions, you create. If you do have incompletions,
he's not having a lot
you create
of incompletions though.
What's his percentage this year? Don't have it off
like
the top
70?
Of my head here. I should have it right now. Here we go. 67. Yeah, close enough. I don't know. I don't like the idea of running the ball for two reasons. The game shortening one still. Like when you hand it off, you are running the clock no matter what. With the pass that's up in the air. And then the bigger reason, and I can't believe I'm the one making this argument, but I am. I don't want to take the ball out of Roethlisberger's hands and do something that my team has not been as good at doing because I am worried about what the other guys can do. They're the 6-4 team that's lost 3 of 4. Let them figure it out. Pony, am I the only one in this town that doesn't live in his fears? Thank you.
Craig's not ready.
I know.
Craig was on BetQL.
Did you see where that was going? Did you see where that was?
I did, and I saw it from a mile.
I'm the only freaking person in this town that doesn't live in my fear.
It's not the same. It was too late.
I know.
I got too many drops in here now. I got to put some over here, some over there.
Don't try to.
He's too busy thinking about potatoes.
No, it's not that excuse. College basketball games start at noon tomorrow, and the guy's got his little notebook, and he's already keeping track. This is where Craig first got the sports betting bug. It wasn't big NFL
the NJITs.
Games. Yes, it was not big Steelers-Ravens matchups that got him hooked on sports betting. It was I'm gonna find the hidden games where only I am doing the handicapping and can get a real advantage. I am finding the East Tennessee State Abilene Christian games,
Utah Valley Grand Canyon games.
I am finding Mount St. Mary's at Morgan State. Those are the types of things. You're nodding yes now. Guilty as charged.
I got about 25 bets I'm ready to pull the trigger on tomorrow. And that's not an exaggeration.
I told you.
If betting Hampton versus Florida Atlantic is wrong, Craig doesn't want to be right.
You should have seen the fiendish look he had on his face when I looked in there, when you called for that. You should have seen the expression on his face. He looked like a man that was slightly aroused by the thought of Stony Brook playing at Bryant tomorrow. Just a 1 o'clock tip.
If anybody's interested, I love Texas Rio Grande Valley at Texas.
You can text us on the Edgar Snyder and Associates fan text line. Edgar Snyder reminds you to text responsibly.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, They're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.